I'm in at Santisant in a lovely little art gallery and coffee shop. There's some wonderful old paintings of poppies and some paintings that almost look like photographs. Very, very good indeed. And lots of amusing wall clocks and some pottery with very cleverly, quite plain, but it has what it's designed for written on it. There's a lovely sort of casserole dish here that says parsnips, and some little pots shaped like cupcakes, and here's some nice matches by somebody called Kath Kidson, and those are retailing it to $2.95 a box. $2.95? And a box of matches? It's bloody ridiculous. Yes, I'm walking up the street by the square. Ah, here's another craft shop. Ah, this one seems to specialise in candles and pendants. Yes. I'm in the largest building in the centre of the village, which used to be the workhouse. A place of dread, of course, many people, but they had their uses, of course, depending on how enlightened the parish administrators were. It's been converted to a craft centre over three floors. Not quite sure how a village of looks like about 2,000 inhabitants can support a three-floor craft centre. But there we go. Some of these are very enterprising sort of exhibits. Seems to be a rather heavy reliance on flowers as a motif for pretty much everything. I'm walking upstairs now, exploring the other two floors of craft. And I notice, as we go upstairs, moving away from the heavy preponderance of flower motifs into a area of felt. A lot of felt paintings, and there's a felt bookmark there on sale for £5. £5 felt bookmark. That's very enterprising.